Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, fmr.co.za. A question I'm regularly asked, do I need to buy the cable, case, whatever it is from the manufacturer, or is the aftermarket stuff okay? The reality is that the aftermarket ranges from absolute useless crap best served for increasing landfill to stuff that should make the OEMs weep. Take the iPhone and USB-C cables I always buy. After the incident with the puppy we don't talk about, I look for an armored cable, and I found a great one with a lifetime warranty. I now buy their seemingly overpriced cables every time, knowing that it's cheaper in the long run. I haven't broken one in years. Yep, I'm talking about you, Fuse Chicken. Think 500 Rand for a cable. You can also buy 20 Rand cables made by the crap ton in China. You should get a solid week of use out of them. Sometimes going aftermarket gets you a better way of doing things. Take my Garmin watch charger. The one from Garmin is great at falling out. It's expensive to replace and basically junk. A $5 Chinese charger that has a disc-lock pack that the watch rests on is solid and has never let me down. In case you're wondering about safety, most but not all modern devices have charging protection on the device side, not on the cable side or the charger side. If you're buying cables, check whether they are data only or charge only or both. Sometimes they can be one or the other. It's getting rarer these days though. As for power bricks and the like, manufacturers usually get these right, but now they are often not included in the box. The aftermarket has come to the rescue again, with cheaply made fragile junk to expensive high wattage chargers that are better, run cooler, are often more compact, and many times multi-device in one charger. Word to the wise, check that they are multi-voltage if you travel. Damn the manufacturers going the proprietary route for each new model to eternity. So often the plugs are not future-proof. Make sure when you do buy devices that they use standard chargers like USB-C and the like. Thank the EU regulator for weaning the world from that particular hell. If buying cases or protection for devices, check the descriptions carefully. Leather often turns out not to be leather and turns into a leather-like plastic coating that wears off after a few days in the pocket. Metal is often a coating and won't keep its utility. You can usually be guided by the pricing, but best to read reviews. If it's too cheap to be true, it's probably too cheap to last. But high price isn't always a confirmation of quality. As they say, caveat emptor. Well, that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise at podcast@fmr.co.za. FMR.